February 21, Oswald and Biddy Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Have you ever been carried away for him? She hath wrought a good work on me, Mark 14:6. If human love does not carry a man beyond himself, it is not love. If love is always discreet, always wise, always sensible, and calculating, never carry beyond itself, it is not love at all. It may be affection, it may be warmth of feeling, but it has not the true nature of love in it. Have I ever been carried away to do something for God, not because it was my duty, not because it was useful, nor because there was anything in it at all beyond the fact that I love him? Have I ever realized that I can bring to God things which are of value to him, or am I mooning round the magnitude of his redemption while there are any number of things I might be doing? Not divine, colossal things which could be recorded as marvelous, but ordinary, simple human things which will give evidence to God that I am abandoned to him? Have I ever produced in the heart of the Lord Jesus what Mary of Bethany produced? There are times when it seems as if God watches to see if we will give him the abandoned tokens of how genuinely we do love him. Abandoned to God is of more value than personal holiness. Personal holiness focuses the eye on our own whiteness. We are greatly concerned about the way we walk and talk and look, fearful lest we offend him. Perfect love can all that when once we are abandoned to God. We have to get rid of this notion, am I of any use, and make up our minds or not, and we may be near the truth. It is never a question of being of use, but of being of value to God himself. When we are abandoned to God, he works through us all the time. That's the end of the Chambers text. Love is complete and unconditional. Love is powerful, overwhelming. Love moves me out of myself to the place of doing for others. Love goes beyond my natural instincts and puts others ahead of myself. The love of God, the love of the God of the universe, the absolute affection that he had for me, was demonstrated when Jesus Christ emptied himself of his godness, came to earth, walked this soil for 33 years, and then laid down his life on the cross for me. Love, if I possess true love, will cause me to be willing to lay down my life for another. I have the opportunity, now that God has loved me first, to love him back. I have the glorious privilege of being besotted like a bride. I have a glorious calling of being God's lover, up close and personal. And I have the privilege and the opportunity, if I will seize it, to lay down my life for my friend, Jesus Christ. In laying down my life, I simply abandon my desires, my plans, my thoughts, my expectations, my hopes, and my dreams, and give God full access to me. When he has me absolutely, in total and absolute surrender, he will then use me just as God expressed himself through Jesus Christ in the days Jesus walked on the earth. If I would be like Jesus, I can't get there by imitation. I can't get there by the saying, what would Jesus do, and then trying to imitate. I can only be like Jesus if my affection for the Father is as strong as his affection for the Father, and my desire for the Father is so overwhelming that I abandon myself completely to his use and his service. He will then express himself mightily through this vessel, but only if I abandon completely to him.